I said, yo, welcome to the bid, man. We got Jacob up in here, man. My nigga Lowski. What up, Lowski? Lowski, how you doing today, bro? You good, bro? My nigga CC, how you?
I'm good.
Killer Kiki. She up in the booth every day. How you doing, Jacob? The one and only Mark Jacobs, bro. And today on the bid, man, we about to talk about, man. What we talking about today, bro?
Disrespectful ass neighbors.
So like, shit, what you mean by disrespectful ass neighbors? You know,
I mean, it could be
you gotta touch bases. Like,
I mean, disrespectful in my Stanley voice. Could you keep off my grass, please?
Type shit.
Like, damn, my nigga, it's just grass.
So references to what makes you think about disrespectful ass neighbors recently, man, in your mind? What's been going on with you, man?
I recently had a run in with a disrespectful neighbor myself, man.
For real?
Yeah, the crazy bitch was out there jumped on me again, man. I don't know what the fuck wrong with her, bro.
Crazy bitches, man. So today, man, we're gonna ask CC, how you feel about disrespectful ass neighbors? Have you ever been in this discreet community with some disrespectful ass neighbors?
Yeah, I have been. And we had I stay in an apartment, so you know what I'm saying? And one particular time I did have a neighbor that stayed across the hall from me. They had some bad kids and they still always throw shit at our door. We still got the mark on our door right now for some shit they threw at the door when they lived across the hall. So yeah, that was aggravating.
What's your thoughts on disrespectful ass neighbors, man? No, you got some funny shit to say, bro.
Just keep it pushing.
Kiki. Killer Kiki. You been around some disrespect. I see you stay in a big ass building. You got some disrespectful ass neighbors.
I got some
disrespectful neighbors. Hell no, man. I had the worst neighbors on 143rd in Kins, man, dude. Look, did you ever come over there to that apartment, dude? You smelled that shit, bro.
What was it?
Filet mignon on the plate. They left that shit at the door when they moved out that bitch. That's what it got, man. I try to say, man, bro, it was some females who stayed across the hall from us and shit. There was some stripper hoes. Oh, I don't know who strip club they stripped in, but they said there was stripper hoes and shit. Well, they introduced themselves to us. I said, so we running with it and shit. I tell them hoes, like, yeah, you feel me? I shoot tattoos. No, I'm disrespecting shit, like, you know. So I seen a chick had like a butterfly and shit. That bitch like shit about to fall off her arm and shit though. I'm like, shit, you know, I fix that shit, you know. But niggas ain't never really fuck with them though. But that hallway used to always smell like a strong cat piss odor. Like they was just pissing on themselves for a living. They moved out that apartment, bro. Man, this nigga Mark. Man, you know what was in that apartment, bro. That was foul. Like, it was a tub full of piss and shit. Like,
ooh,
a tub full of piss and shit,
okay,
though. Like,
okay,
they
so
was nasty,
like
nasty.
Okay.
All
right.
They was real nasty,
what
man.
What you really don't understand is I got a strong right hand, though. Like,
I done seen you hit a bitch before, though, man.
Yeah. Who?
What was that one bitch name that stayed on? No, the one bitch that used to always be coming on with the light brown eyes.
You damn right.
What's her name? That's that.
Oh, bro,
the light brown eyes with the flat.
She likes it.
Yeah, that used to come on the edge with Rodney.
You damn right.
You pieced her up. She was talking shit all that whole night. Just kept talking shit the whole night. I guess you got tired of it.
What happened, though?
This nigga domestic with your neighbors.
Oh, no, I'm just gonna let these hoes know.
It's not going.
Strong right hand, like this shit ain't going. Like, fuck you mean, though? Y'all talking about what's his name, though?
Oh, no. Hell yeah.
What's up, Lou, man? What's been going on with
Lou,
you, Lou, man?
What you trying to talk about, man, Lou? So, you seen lately? See Overton.
Overton, yeah.
From Living Single. Y'all know who that is?
Who the fuck is that?
You saw Overton? How old are you, Chuck?
I know what Living Single is, but like, bro, I smoke enough tree to forget.
He's still looking the same. He's just an old nigga.
Overton.
That's crazy.
I gotta Google this nigga, bro.
He the bald head nigga, bro.
The bald head nigga off of Living Single?
Yeah.
The bald head nigga.
Single.
That's what's
that shit?
Did you say something?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I see that shit. You seen him out here?
I crossed the scene, man.
Who this on?
Blasphemous Autograph?
No.
Why you want to get a picture?
My camera don't work.
This nigga lying. This nigga lying.
Oh, this nigga funny as fuck, man.
This nigga lying, cuz. Nigga, what are receipts, man?
I see Tyra Banks yesterday, too. Bro, I was trying to tell that hoe I was trying to audition on America's Next Top Model and shit, bro.
I'm gonna have y'all niggas looking like this in a minute.
Who is that?
Leandre. At the Lifetime Fitness and shit. Fuck.
That's how Leandre.
That's it. That's after he lost with Tyree left.
LeBron about to go
ball
this shit, watch.
Man, that nigga LeBron,
it's about
bro.
Time. LeBron, I'm sorry.
That's
my dude. Everything.
Y'all niggas think he about to go turn the Lakers up, though?
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah.
Why the fuck did that nigga go ball, bro?
Because he had to.
No, he
didn't. That nigga got leukemia, bro.
No, he don't.
LeBron, bro, that's why he stopped. He was shitty last year.
LeBron takes all of these steroids, bro. He ain't got no sickness.
He take big steroids.
Big vibrating.
He's sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber.
What the fuck is
vibrating? Y'all know he's in a hyperbaric chamber.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Bitch being.
I'm about to Google it.
Bitch being in ice, sit itself in ice for 24 hours before the game hit us.
Yeah, that's how he be so. So clutch. Okay.